Hey, Friday Night Warrior, happy Tuesday. I'm out to jog walk so you can hear me breathing heavy because I care about my heart, not just looks. And even if I thought I just want looks, I would have nothing to get from that if I kept on not caring about my health. Health is wanting to want a nutritious diet, to want to work out, to take care of yourself at your level, and to want to work on continuously making sure you make yourself happy by working on how you perceive things, your perspective, and always know you're always going to be a typical basic human who wants to complain about everything that is life if you don't watch it. I want to explain a little bit about how it is to be a coach and trainer in today's world where very few people know what it takes to be a fit person as a lifestyle, not a yo-yo dieter or who is in shape just after New Year. For me, I know it takes time to build bodies because the mind and the body are two elements that kind of go, it's gonna take a lot of continuous onion routine. Knowing how long I put in my time and how long when I started, I had the intention to not quit. I started with commitment for life. There was never any of me that was gonna really quit it. I didn't have it in my mind because since I did not have any other way to make it happen that was plausible, I had no clue. I knew it was foolish to believe that there's gonna be something else that I can do that is better. So I was really kind of insightful about that. But that was not enough. After competition and then social media arrived, it became that the magazines, little cookie cutter diets or workout plans, became challenges online. In order to help people, you put up a workout program and a diet, and then here you go. It's up to you to learn and to keep or not. Now, we know that the whole diet style and how it works is it doesn't make anyone successful, especially not for last, for life. That very few people keep it up because only the diet adherence you keep up with will keep you in shape. Most diets are based on always cutting more calories when you sabotage yourself instead of building up the right behavior that makes you keep on progressing. That usually doesn't happen because the system is based on instead of work and behavior, you're going to cut calories, like I said, sorry. So if you think about the end, it's going to be nothing to eat at all because you can never get back from your typical after willpower trying to starve or be extreme with your diet. The boomerang effect, now you eat everything. You cannot stop, even though you plan it. You want to be moderate in your adult juices so you can have it all. That's all theory in your mind. Your ideal is still the same issue. That when you want to work with me or anyone else, you come in with the same problem that you feel it should be so simple, and you just want to have balance. You want to have this treat you have every week, and then that's it. That's it's only one or two, or it's very regimented. You think you're safe. Well, that hasn't worked because that is all your idea of how to act. You forget. That's the practice you keep up, but it's not working. So this then ingrained nature of the whole beast of fitness life is something that I deal with every day because everyone assumes I'm the same way. The fighter diet is going to work the same way because you believe everything is the right system. But I work it another way. That's why you are with me, so you can understand, because I educate you and I tell you the loopholes and I tell you what to see through. So you don't have to be like the rest of the herd who go on a yo-yo diet and contest prep and then sabotage and say they love it. But if you love it, why do you become abusive and then toxic and then poison your whole soul? Because you want to train so hard that you lose your love for it because you're holding on to what you believe is what you need to do and you're terrified again. So when clients come to me with this kind of upbringing, you can tell there's a lot for me to kind of break through, if I even can. Because now there's a resistance to want to find your way. Because finding your way is scary because you want it your way. You're stubborn. You're like me. You want to have it. You don't want an alternative. You don't want to lighten up. You don't want to. You want to be tough. But unfortunately, your body says that's not going to happen anymore. And now there's a conflict. You want to train beyond your capacity. And you forget, if you can't rebound, you can't build. So now you're stuck, you know, always breaking down. And that focus on just stay lean or get leaner. And now there's no muscle building, so you just get scrawny. And that's how you age fast. No muscle, because you just want to be thin. And you forget. Don't just work on one area. Work on everything, and that is your whole body, your whole life. So when I have converted. I don't want to be part of this. I don't want to keep on having people believe that you can just come and join a challenge and then you're going to lose a little bit of weight and then you're not going to talk about it, the continuation, because you don't want to, because you have no plan. You just want to see what happens if you kind of find your way of enjoying a little bit here. You just want it to be so easy to get used to, want to work for yourself and start to kind of wait. I cannot just have something just because I want it, because that's all you've known. And can you imagine, oh, so many unrealistic expectations on what is healthy that most clients have no clue. What you think is should be and reasonable and sensible, for me, it would never be something I got away with. So how do I then share my reality so you can see? I'm not trying to make you feel like, oh, you gotta be wake up in your life. You have to be serious. But that's how you kind of play my game. Because if you're not serious making the game, you downplay your dedication. You get nothing out of it. So I have taken years now, yeah, since lockdown, to truly convert this ingrained, stuck up, wanting to suffer and be on some kind of scared or some diet police routine and on a constant super ultra fat loss mode program that you are motivated to do because you are sabotaging yourself and you think you gotta be more extreme. So the more you have no power yourself, the more extreme reins you're trying to pull over you, to strap you around so you can't have a free will. So that is the problem, that you, unfortunately, you want what you want and that's what you choose. So there is your love. You have the love for what isn't rewarding you and you don't know how to get out of it because you don't want to learn something that will, because you're terrified. Again, holding on to what you think works, that makes you happy, but you never made it work or makes you happy. Because you're always stuck in when you want to get leaner, you get hungry and hangry and don't know the difference between appetite or hunger, don't know that there's a price to pay and you want to be right, that I shouldn't be hungry because I eat myself full, this is not working. Yeah, it's working, you're just greedy mouth. You don't know the psychology. Do you really believe that you should be able to be full or satisfied with junk food in your day as a regular part? How much diet marketing and food industry have you been brainwashed into believing? Just look at the calories. One hamburger and a french fry is like 700-800 calories. Well, that's a half your calorie budget for getting lean. That's why we have the Get Lean routine. So April 1, you start that again. If you're my VIP, you can get in with FDA Strong to get access to more workouts. But I thought I already said that. Anyway, so for me as a coach, you who sign up are my investments. For me, I need your bodies and I need your presence to work it. When I need the time for myself, you can think about how I invest. I need to do that in you. Because otherwise, I don't get the results I want for me in my business to get rewarded for me. Don't you want to think I want to be satisfied? I love helping people find a way. So when people just kind of, I don't want to do it now, it's really about investing time in me. I show up for you. And when you're not in the mood anymore, you kind of quit and think, she doesn't care because she's just a coach. That's what you think. I'm just a coach. Because I want you to stay loyal to yourself and I want you to stay strong and hang in and keep on showing up and practice because you have stuff to work on and there's no way around it. So Like, I want you to realize this. I have converted what we do for you, thinking it's just lose weight and then start over yo-yo and nobody gets out of it. That's not at all what I do. But since people want to have that, I've been forced into keeping on having challenges that are based on that, even though my education and what I do is completely different. I always talk about the lifestyle and how it's such a waste of time and interest and time and stress if you're not fully committed to it. Like, don't even try. If you're not going to do it with all your heart for your level, it's not being full-time fitness person, but you got to have, you have to commit to wanting to do this for yourself so you don't have the stress of what I'm going to do when I don't want to do it anymore. Because that's the wrong way to want to live happy. You just keep on trying to fight it because you think happiness isn't that interesting. Because you just have to look good. Well, how about looking good in your blood work first? That comes first anyway. So for me as a coach and trainer, I need time to build you up. Like, I can't make you get the gains for many reasons. One is, I need you to stop training like you are 20 and can get away with form that isn't at all anything that we're proud of. You also have to want to come and study technique. And if you're too scared of doing a form check for yourself, well, self-record and check it. Because you cannot train blindly what is needed to see. If you were blind, you still have to learn proper form by movement. When you sign up for a challenge, you think somehow it's just going to be this one, because you only need a challenge once. So that's your mindset. For me, I know that after 2 months' time, that is when it starts having any reasonable expectations of results to see. So for me as a coach, I have to try to make you remember your why that is you're just desperate about for 2 months at least before any decent transformation can take place. Because most people come from a lot of work to do because you let yourself go for a long time and now you're here and your patience is dying and the fat isn't because it takes longer time. So you're stuck in the same thing of 2 days of commitment. You feel lean, now you look at the scale. You lost weight, now you want to celebrate and you justify it. And now you have something and that either breaks the trend in deficit or it sabotages you so you can't stop eating it because it's so delicious and you didn't see that coming. Well, that one does, but you might still be the level where you think there isn't a problem with moderating, but you never could moderate. So all of a sudden you think you should just be able to without practice. I know, how is that working? So after 2 months, scientifically, you can look. You will have your body respond. Now it's kind of speeds up. So it's not going to stay slow and never see anything or never going to happen. It's not true. You just think it takes less time than you believe. And you're all falling for the same marketing. You all want it to be that you have one challenge, understand everything, and then you're going to hold it, and then no more. But you got to stop thinking, because that is so, it's not true at all. Why do you really think people are stupid? It's just tough, and there's a reason why we train together. Because that way you have interest, and you have someone who provides it, and you're not alone. So if you're not a loner who's self-going, and you have goals, and you don't forget, you gotta have a community. So if you have been with me in the past and you think it's the same way, I have worked so hard to convert it into being training and community and a lifestyle practice. That's why I kind of want you to know that the strongest bodies you get motivated by my clients, they are the ones who show up for form checks, who want checks, who want me to remember them, who show up for accountability, who invest time and presence, because you cannot get anything out of a relationship that you're not present with, yours and mine. Yourself, if you keep on distracting yourself from what you need to do, you're not going to get out of that. And for me, just know that if you take pause or hiatus or go away, my work, my investment is destroyed too, because I just invested a lot of time taking up time from other people who I decline for you to be there. So this is nothing that I couldn't even pay back, you know, like you can't pay back in time. You took the time, so can you just kind of think about that for yourself, that if you take your time from yourself, don't lose it by not committing. And if you also remember that this is not about the body ideas or how you should look, it's no pressure from the world. This is that you're gonna die from not taking care of yourself for no reason if you don't wake up. And you're also gonna be who influences your family. So if you have a family, your choices or neglect, what you allow them to pick or what you have, is their environment. How do you want to set them up for failure? That's what I mean. That's how I feel about you. I do not set up my clients, my investments, for failure. That's why I'm tougher coach and trainer than the rest. Because I care. Because I also know that for me to have those dramatic bodies that you just, you know, those are marketable. I need to spend a lot of time. Years, usually, is when you see those that you feel, oh, that's reasonable. I would like that body in 2 weeks. And then that has been 2, 3, 4 years of working with me. So yeah, the good thing is that the longer you keep on building, the longer and the easier it is to maintain it, as in you just become more and more of it. Now you're the trend. You're not going to lose those mini gains, but the same first fresh feeling of, again, muscle isn't even muscle. It's just kind of preparation for your body. It takes about 6, 8 weeks to even start. And that is just something, you know, like a little idea of how long. So with me, you're gonna have to want to train to be better, to have a way of loading your body so you can actually build muscle and get stronger and not always break down. You want to find a way to train so you're in love with it. Or why would you want to live a life where it's like mandatory work, as you have to force yourself to do it? And you have to want to get out of the tsunami way surfing or the yo-yo, thinking that you're the only one. But you also have to realize that you cannot be a victim about it, that you have a crazy relationship with food that you never worked out. That's like everyone else in the world who's not healthy or taking care of themselves. So you're just like the rest. How long do you want to talk about how that was sad? That's what I mean. I didn't have what it takes to be a fitness model or something. I still do it. Like, I still had my goals. I didn't want to achieve or maintain ideals of the industry, so I left. I quit competing because I didn't want to work for those ideals at the time. So I did it. So you gotta know, what do you want? And not think that everyone needs to train or eat or think because you're into fitness. But with me, you have to know that I do care about training and taking that as a skill that you have to want to have interest in, because otherwise for me it's very boring, very not rewarding to work with people who are stuck, who do not want to change and then are not happy. I get it if you're super happy. I'm not giving you a problem then or being, you know, annoying. But you keep on being miserable by self-choice. That's why I wake up and say, if you're holding on to an old, outdated fitness life routine and you're trying it again, how long are you willing to keep on? Because one day you might just not have any body at all to work anymore, and it's going to be a light exercise routine. And in that moment, you will have to accept that and then do the best anyway. So invest in yourself. And remember, when you want to quit, don't take my investment in, because why would I give my time for my life for you? Because this isn't about you signing up for challenge and I just want to pick up admission. I lose my investment in you when you become a typical yo-yo dieter who does not want to be a great for yourself, who does not want to learn how to be happy. And that's what I care about. So that's why, just think about how you invest in your family, in your career, and how you feel when nobody even thinks that you care about taking time and doing all you can to care. I hope that gives you a little guilt. Just kidding. So today in the FD8, we're going to have more back training technique. We're going to keep on form check. The VIPs and the mentors are uploading their forms so I can coach, so you don't have to feel that I'm, you know, making you the bad person who cannot train the way. It's not true, but you know, you think everything is about you because you're scared and feeling insecure. So that's how to get out of that. You gotta want to be confident. You have to want to be tough. So not sit and have a little pity party, but again, show up. You're a strong, grown, confident woman. You can do this. You just have to want to do it for yourself and stop listening to the rest. Stop wanting to be the stupid herd. Asking, why would you want to fit in with what isn't at all healthy or happy? So, get over that little fixation about what you think is all to die for, the food. Because how have you felt right away after eating it? It never lasts. How do you feel right away after eating something that is delicious, but now you know? It's never worth it. It's never worth it. So, but most people never figure it out. All right, see you in the FD8. Remember, early bird for FD8 Strong ends April 5 or April 4. And March 31st is the last day of my VIP early bird for that, for entrance. So we can talk about that on Messenger. I'll follow up on there. VIP coaching is the step up. And yes, I cannot babysit a whole group of everyone who all want to kind of fall away and kind of leave when you felt that you weren't as strong as you wanted to be and you feel sad. Instead, you show up because that's what you do to build yourself up. You cry, you drag yourself in, you crawl in, you still show up to your work for your dreams. Because otherwise, you're just a typical dreamer. And I'm not. I just want to live the dream. So how about you?